This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, where we discover how timeless Islamic wisdom can illuminate our lives, strengthen our hearts, and bring us closer to Allah. This is Nahid, having the honor of being with you on this episode. Today, I would like to begin with a question. Is there something you have been praying for a very long time? Perhaps it's a righteous spouse, perhaps it's a child, a healing, a job, peace within your family, or even forgiveness. Or it can be simply a heart that feels close to Allah again. Maybe you have raised your hands countless times. You have whispered the same dua after every prayer. You have cried in the quiet of the night, and yet nothing seems to have changed. If that is your story, then today's reflection is especially for you. Because one of the greatest tests of faith is not learning how to make dua or pray. It is learning how to keep making dua and praying when the answer seems delayed. To begin today's episode, let us once again sit beside this wisdom of Sa'di of Shiraz, the famous prose writer and poet of Persia. Sa'di tells the story of a young man who dreamed of growing a magnificent pomegranate tree. He planted a tiny seed with great hope. Every morning he watered it. Every evening he returned to check its growth. Days passed. Nothing appeared. Weeks passed and still nothing. Frustrated, he said to an old gardener, "Perhaps this seed is dead." The gardener smiled. "Tell me," he asked, "when you planted it, did you expect fruit the next morning?" The young man laughed. "Of course not." The gardener gently replied, "Then why do you expect Allah to hurry what even nature completes with patience?" He placed his hands upon the earth and said, "The deepest roots are always growing where impatient eyes cannot see." Dear listeners, how often does Allah work beneath the surface of our lives, long before we see the first sign of His answer? Sometimes we imagine that Allah's silence means Allah is absent, or He disagrees. But silence is not absence. A mother carrying a child cannot see every moment of the baby's growth, yet life is unfolding every single day. Likewise, Allah may be arranging people. Maybe He's opening the doors. Or maybe He's even closing the harmful path, preparing our hearts long before we realize His wisdom. Perhaps the delay is not because Allah has forgotten us. Perhaps it is because He is preparing something that requires time. The Holy Book of Quran gives us one of the most comforting promises. "And when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I answer the call of the supplicant when he calls upon me." Notice carefully, Allah does not say, "I hear only some prayer." He says, "I am near." Near when you are hopeful. Near when you are exhausted. Near when your tears become your only language. Near when everyone else has stopped believing. The answer may not arrive immediately, but His nearness is immediate. Let's go for a short break and then we're going to continue this episode.
Sa'di Shirazi, man of grace. Ink and wonder in one place. He taught the heart to bend and see. Kindness walking quietly. Sa'di Shirazi, wise and true. Your words still bloom in me. me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame. Poetry lives inside your name.
Welcome back to For a Better Life. Dear friends, there is a beautiful misunderstanding many of us have. We think the purpose of dua is only to change our circumstances. But often, Allah uses dua to change us before He changes our circumstance. Perhaps you prayed for patience and Allah gave you opportunities to become patient. Perhaps you prayed for wisdom and Allah allowed experiences that taught wisdom. Perhaps you prayed for a righteous spouse and Allah first prepared your own heart to become a righteous spouse. Sometimes the greatest miracle happens within us before it appears around. The story of the prophet Jacob, peace be upon him, teaches us this beautifully. For years he was separated from his beloved son, Yusuf. The pain never disappeared, but neither did his hope. The Holy Book of Quran tells us that he said, "I only complain of my sorrow and grief to Allah." What extraordinary faith! He did not hide his sadness. He carried it to Allah. That is the essence of dua. Not pretending that we are strong, but knowing where true strength is found. Imam Ali alayhi salam has beautifully mentioned this in the book of Nahj al-Balagha. He said, "Delay in the acceptance of your supplication should not disappoint you, for the gift is according to the intention." And sometimes the response is delayed so that the reward of the one who asks may become greater. What a comforting thought. Sometimes the waiting itself becomes an act of worship. Every night you continue making dua, every time you refuse to lose hope, every moment you choose trust over despair. Your heart is growing closer to Allah. Perhaps that closeness is already part of the answer. Dear listeners, a child may ask for sweets before dinner. Have you ever noticed that children trust their parents even when they do not understand them? A loving parent, after the child wants some sweet, will say, "Not now." The child sees disappointment. The parent sees wisdom. Allah's knowledge is infinitely greater than ours. Sometimes His answer is yes. Sometimes it is not yet. Sometimes it's, "I have something better." Faith is believing that all three answers come from the perfect wisdom. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught us, a believer continues to receive goodness as long as he remains hopeful in Allah and does not become weary of supplication. Notice the connection? Hope and dua. One feeds the other. When hope weakens, keep praying. When prayer becomes difficult, remember His mercy. Never allow disappointment to convince you that Allah has stopped listening. The one who hears the footsteps of an ant upon a stone in the darkness of night has certainly heard your whisper too. Dear brothers and sisters, there is another secret hidden within sincere dua. Sometimes what we ask for is not the greatest gift. The greatest gift is that Allah invites us to speak to Him. Think about it. The Lord of the heavens and the earth, the creator of every star, the one who owns everything, invites you to raise your hands and call upon Him at any hour. No appointment, no barrier, no gatekeeper, just you and your Lord. What an incredible honor. Sa'di once wrote, "The traveler who walks toward the sunrise does not complain that the dawn arrives slowly. He keeps walking because he knows the light is certain." Our journey with Allah is much the same. We continue making dua. We continue doing good. We continue trusting. Not because we know when the answer will come, but because we know who has promised to hear us. Dear listeners, perhaps someone listening today has almost stopped praying for a dream. Perhaps you quietly folded that prayer away because the years have passed. If that is you, remember our prophets. Remember their stories, old in age, And while everyone was telling them that this hope will not come true, by every worldly measure, their hopes seemed impossible. Yet they continued to ask Allah, and Allah has granted them prophethood. The lesson is not that every prayer is answered exactly as we imagine. The lesson is that nothing is impossible for the one to whom we pray. As long as your hearts beat, hope still has a home. As we come to the end of today's episode, let us remember the young man and the tiny seed inside his story. The seed was not dead. It was simply growing where impatient eyes could not see it yet. The Holy Book of Quran reminds us that Allah is near to every sincere caller. Our prophet Jacob teaches us to carry our grief to Allah rather than away from Him. Imam Ali alayhi salam reminded us that delayed answers often carry greater wisdom and greater reward. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam encourages us never to grow tired of calling upon our Lord. So today, let us leave with one final question. If I truly believe that Allah hears every sincere prayer, will I continue asking Him with hope even while I wait? May Allah grant us hearts that never despair, tongues that never tire of making dua, and souls that trust His wisdom even when His answers arrive in ways we never expected. May He give us what is best for us at the best time and the best way, and make every moment of waiting a step closer to Him. Thank you for joining me on another episode of For a Better Life. Until we meet again, may Allah fill your heart with hope, your nights with sincere supplication, and your life with the beautiful certainty that no prayer offered with faith is ever lost.
From old Shiraz, he left a light, a tender guide through wrong and right. He sang of love, of loss, of care, and found the human everywhere. Sadi Shirazi, wise and true, your words still bloom in me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame, poetry lives inside your